But right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Craig. I want to tell you a story that happened in rural Minnesota. A bitter rural feud erupted over a proposed green cemetery. The idea of a green cemetery is that you just...
No concrete?
You just bury someone.
Like
you
they
don't
used
embalm
to.
Him. Yeah, you don't embalm them. You don't put them in a metal casket. Anything like that. You put them in something that can degrade.
Okay.
And yeah, I think that you also have, you know, the cemetery itself is not paved over with a lot of concrete and...
Yeah.
And huge. Now, I don't know what they do for monuments, whether they still have the gravestone in the green cemetery. But this Minnesota landowner, he wanted to install a green cemetery. He, I guess, bought a 20-acre hayfield and wanted to turn it into a green cemetery. And as soon as the neighbors and the township gets wind of this, they say, uh-uh, no way. Not in our hayfield. They say it's not going to happen.
Stuff.
Well, Matt Connell is the landowner. He said he wanted to create a sanctuary where families could bury loved ones beneath wildflowers, berry bushes, and trees rather than rows of granite headstones.
All right, that's all right, but what if varmints dig up Uncle Bob 3 days in to his burial?
Then that's nature.
That's part of what the neighbors were saying, is that they were worried about wildlife. They were worried about their groundwater, too, contamination. I'm like, well, I don't know about that being a deal, right? Aren't there all kinds of dead animals that could get in, that actually die in the groundwater? I mean, it's
happens.
The creeks and leach into the groundwater. So he says that after the controversy started over this, he started getting harassed. Said someone took a dirt bike in there and tore up the whole hay field, doing spin outs and burnouts with that. He said that he's been repeatedly harassed by drones that are buzzing him. And he's heard gunshots nearby. He said, I think a lot of Americans, a lot of what they know about cemeteries comes from Scooby-Doo. It comes from Hollywood freaking people out with rows of headstones. And so people don't want a cemetery anywhere near them. And so maybe people are latching on. They don't want any cemetery, much less a green one. And using any excuse possible to reject his idea.
I think just that word green sets some people off.
Oh, you think it's just a...
Just my guess. I don't know why...
That when they heard green cemetery, they thought, people, this guy's wanting to teach our kids how to be trans.
Yes.
That's green? My guess. I don't know. The only other thing is if, a neighbor saw a coyote with a human arm headed down the street, maybe that
with
would
the
bother...
ring still on the hand. So they've had some town meetings. This is in Black Hoof Township. You ever heard of that? Didn't you used to live in?
I did live in Minnesota. My brother lived there for 20 years too.
But you never heard of Black Hoof Township?
Mm-mm.
So they're all worried about falling property values. They're worried about animals digging it up. He says that this has gone obviously beyond just Black Hoof Township because the Minnesota lawmakers, the statewide lawmakers, they get a hold of this story. And then in 2023, this is after he bought it in 2022, they imposed a 2-year moratorium on new green cemeteries while conducting a statewide environmental study on natural burials to find out if this was bad. And so they finally released the findings, and guess what they concluded?
It's fine.
Craig?
It's bad.
They concluded that properly managed green burials pose little environmental risk and can even enrich the soil.
All right. Yeah.
So
why don't we all go to that then?
It recommended that bodies be buried at least 50 feet from water wells and 3.5 to 4 feet deep to maximize decomposition while preventing contamination.
That seems very deep.
And I guess animals won't dig up something that's 3.5 to 4 feet deep.
I know some dogs that may go for it.
I don't think so. You've never known a dog to dig 3.5 feet deep.
Oh, no.
They'll dig maybe 18 inches deep.
Yeah, maybe it just seems like it's 3 feet.
But yeah, when you're having to patch the holes, it does seem like, man.
You put blood meal in your flower bed and all of a sudden it's open season.
I think they need to change the name of that stuff.
Blood meal?
Yeah.
It's gross.
So gross.
How did we settle on burying people 6 feet under?
I think to keep Jack the Ripper from them. I don't know.
Keep going?
I don't know.
Jack the Ripper?
Yeah.
Why is that the standard?
Probably just that whole thing to keep varmints from digging them up.
Because it's in the Bible?
But I just heard a radio guy say that they recommend 3 to 4 feet.
Yeah, because...
It's 2026 now.
Yes,
we know.
Because we're post-Jack the Ripper.
Okay.
There is a national debate over changing burial practices in America. According to the National Funeral Directors Association, or the NFDD, more than 60% of Americans over the age of 40 are interested in natural burial options.
Wow.
60%? Doesn't that surprise you?
Yes.
More than 500 cemeteries across the U.S. and Canada now offer green burial services, and that's up from just over 100 in 2015. So it's gone 5X in 10 years.
So it's just your body? You don't have even a zipper bag around you or anything?
Well, I think that they...
They
put you in something like a cardboard box or... an old Amazon package.
Pants?
They don't just roll you off a stretcher into the hole?
No.
Tilt it sideways like they did Madonna? On accident, for him.
They put Mike Madonna in a grave?
Remember they were carrying Madonna off the ice on a stretcher and they accidentally dropped him?
Dropped him.
Oh my god!
It's terrible.
As part of a green burial?
That might have been the worst moment in Star's history.
I think that was. Would this encourage, I mean, already we have grave robbing. Would it encourage messing
with
corpses?
How much grave robbing do we really have?
It happens. Not very much. I'm asking, do you think that would encourage the weirdos? We said the story from Denton County about the dude who was robbing graves.
Yes, but it's extremely rare.
Yes.
And that guy threw a bucket of remains over the FBI's fence or something.
Yeah, it was a bizarre story. That's what I'm saying, though. Would it encourage those people to do weird stuff?
I don't
think
so. Should we not build FBI fences? Because that encourages people to throw stuff over them?
Okay. I'll talk to Craig about it.
I'm just saying. It's the same logic.
I'm not going to talk about FBI fences.
Tanya Marsh, who is a funeral and cemetery law expert.
Well, that's a specialty.
At Wake Forest. She says that skepticism towards green burials is common because many Americans have become disconnected from death care practices. She says we've outsourced death so completely to a professional industry that when people encounter it in a more natural form, it can trigger panic rather than recognition. Like, this is what you're supposed to do. It's like, no. What you're supposed to do is submit the body to the death care industry for processing. And yeah, what did they do back in the 1800s? Like, when Little House on the Prairie died. When the Little House on the Prairie died, did they just bury him in... like out in the field?
Yeah, good question.
Put him under a tree. Probably.
Or even back then, did you have to take them to the old Pioneer Cemetery to be buried? You couldn't just bury Little House on the Prairie next to the log cabin.
No, I think you could bury them anywhere you want in the Old West. It was a matter of convenience. So wherever they died, you pretty much dug a hole, buried them, and then there'd be a little bit of dirt above the grave when you pushed it all back in there, and then you put a cross.
You'd stack some stones and then stuff a wooden cross in there that wouldn't last half a season.
And then you got to get back to trying to survive. You don't have time for embalming and funeral homes. And
so this was like thousands of years ago?
No, this was in the 1800s.
Really?
I know. I've watched a lot of movies from that time period.
So we're just a couple hundred years from this. And look at all the technology that we have now. What will life be like 200 years from now? Seeing as how back then we had to bury grandma basically where she fell.
And now we've got Waymo.
Yeah. Now we have self-driving cars that take us away from the funerals that we only attended virtually. That we just watched streamed.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you have a green burial and just do the marionette thing as you skip to your graveside?
Do the marionette thing.
That's what you want at your funeral, I thought.
That's something that you made
down
up.
The aisle and then
no, you made that up.
Jump into the coffin and close it.
Close the lid myself. No, now I've changed to where I want to be marionetted down the aisle, and I got to sink a three-pointer before I jump into the casket.
It takes you like 25 times.
That's going to be tough for the puppet master.
Never going to make it.
In the rafters.
Oh, my goodness. And how many missed shots before the crowd gets real antsy?
They would not put up with many.
It's 90 minutes later, and I'm still taking shots. Missing air ball after air ball.
Why won't this corpse go into the paint?
It's a very serious story.
Do you think 200 years in the future, when somebody dies, the family will say their goodbyes, and then someone will just push a button and the body will just disappear?
Something like that.
How would that happen?
Well, I don't know the technology. That's going to be developed in the next 200 years.
How's you supposed to know what's going to
matter disappear?
Yeah, it just disappears.
Even though matter cannot be created nor destroyed.
It disappears. It's transported to another planet that we cannot live on, but we can put all our junk on.
Well, if the idea is that it just disappears, in other words, that we can't see it, why don't we just hypnotize people to where they edit out the visual information of that body?
It seems like an elaborate Nathan for You plan. It seems too elaborate and unnecessary.
Well, anyway, green burials. Watch out, because there will probably be one real near you.
Okay.
So when you go home tonight... Look at your front lawn and see if there's a green burial that just happened.
All right.
Because there'll be the mound of dirt, and then there'll be the cheap wooden cross, and there'll be the streaming camera that was set there for the loved ones to watch remotely. So that'll be the sign. There you go.
All right. Thanks for yet more death talk in the ODA.
How about that?
No, this is about celebration of life.
Huh.
So
all right.
It's rebranded.
Cheap, cheap, cheap.